This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
at GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Today, we're going to talk about one of the greatest chases of all time in physics, the search for the theory of everything. An equation perhaps no more than one inch long that will allow us to, quote, read the mind of God. And with us today is Dr. Graham Farmelo, author of a new book talking about this quest. The book is called The Universe Speaks in Numbers, How Modern Math Reveals Nature's Deepest Secrets. And I should also point out that there's a controversy about this whole theory. Some people say, bah, humbug, it's all a wild goose chase. Where is the beef? I mean, where is the experimental proof that we are getting closer and closer to a theory of all creation, an equation that will summarize everything we know about science for the past 2,000 years? Well, we're going to ask Dr. Graham Farmelo that question. How do we really know that we're getting close to a theory of everything, or is it really just an optical illusion? Also, you may want to find out more about Science Fantastic. Go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. On Facebook, we have 3 million fans. On Twitter, we have about 1 million fans every week. And if you go to my website, mkaku.org, you'll find references to my 4 New York Times bestsellers. The latest bestseller is called The Future of Humanity, talking about our destiny in outer space. It was the late physicist Stephen Hawking who said that ultimately we have no choice. It's written in the laws of physics that we must eventually leave the Earth and explore the universe. And in my book, The Future of the Mind, I talk about how physics is teasing apart the human brain. Things that we once thought were forever closed to scientific investigation. Our deepest thoughts we can now decipher to a degree using MRI scans and modern physics and technology. And if you want to find out more about string theory, you can get a copy of my book, Parallel Worlds, where I talk about the multiverse that might be predicted to exist from string theory. And like I said before, I should also point out in all fairness that I have a stake in this debate. I work in string theory, and it's now the subject of a controversy. Several physicists have now come out and said it's all an illusion, a wild goose chase. We've been hypnotized by the beauty of string theory, and it's just gibberish. It's just mathematics. I mean, where's the beef? So once again, with us today is Dr. Graham Farmelo, and the book is called The Universe Speaks in Numbers. So Graham, let me ask you a question. How did you as a youth now, as a child, first get interested in science and eventually physics?
Well, I got interested in physics when I was, about 10 or 11 years old. And separately, I was interested in math. And I remember very clearly being very, very surprised that you could talk about some physics in the language of math. It was not at all obvious to me that the stuff that we were learning in our math classes could be directly imported in order to study nature. And I remember now, I still remember just being amazed that, for example, when you could talk about the motion of a football or a soccer ball, a tennis ball or what have you, and you could not just describe it as a beautiful shape of a parabola or whatever you want, or whatever shape it takes, but you could actually demonstrate that it would be that shape mathematically using some very simple principles and basic math. And I was absolutely amazed by that, and I became increasingly amazed as I realized that huge parts of physics could be summarized so beautifully in terms of mathematics.
Okay, and then why did you write your book, The Universe Speaks in Numbers, How Modern Math Reveals Nature's Deepest Secrets? Why did you write the book?
Well, there's two reasons, really. When I was training as a doing my PhD in physics, this was in the 1970s. That was a time physics was almost like a party in terms of the physics of the particles inside the atom. This was a fantastic time because we were discovering the basic laws that apply to the forces within the atom, and it was in the 1970s that we really did wrap up what are known as gauge theories of the forces of within the atom. Now, at that time, I remember seeing papers coming across my desk that were very, very mathematical, that didn't concentrate on explaining the data, which those gauge theories did so beautifully, but that seemed to me mathematically very, very advanced, and I hope it would go away. And I didn't regard myself as the greatest mathematician, but I thought that nature just couldn't be this complicated. But over the years, over the last 30, 40 years, math has increasingly come to the fore as it's become more and more difficult to come up with experimental results that can really inform our theoretical thinking. And I wanted to investigate how relevant that how much faith we could put in this mathematical thinking. And here I'm speaking from the Institute for Advanced Study in Princeton. Some of the finest work has been done on this field, and I have become convinced that math is an excellent way forward at a time when we aren't blessed with quite so much experimental data on which to base our theories.
Okay, and your previous book was called The Strangest Man, a biography of one of the greatest physicists of modern times,
yep.
Paul Dirac,
yep.
The man who discovered the relativistic electron theory.
Mm-hmm.
And Dirac was famous for saying that pure mathematics and beauty are sure guides to our understanding the nature of the universe.
Yep.
Other people say, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, pure math can lead you astray.
Mm-hmm.
So, aren't you then right now in the middle of this controversy as to whether or not pure mathematics is a guide or a wild goose chase to a theory of everything?
Yeah, that is quite right. There is a controversy, although I have to say it's not a controversy across the whole of modern physics. That there are a small number of articulate people who are disgruntled about this, but the overwhelming majority of people at the frontiers of physics, not just here in Princeton, but in Cambridge, in Harvard, in Stanford, and what have you, are completely convinced that this is the right way forward. And the person who first saw that most clearly, as you say, was Paul Dirac. Now, he was an English physicist, one of the co-founders of quantum mechanics, which was the most revolutionary theory of the 20th century. And he believed that there was an incredibly close relationship between math and our basic understanding of the rules of nature. And what he believed was that our successive best theories of nature progress. As they progress, they acquire more and more mathematical beauty. And he gave several examples of this. For example, our understanding of gravity. Newton had a very simple understanding, very brilliant understanding, that he set out in 1687.
Dr. Fermilo, we have to take a short commercial break, but after the break, we're going to continue this discussion of whether or not this chase for the unified field theory is a wild goose chase, or perhaps one of the greatest chases in the history of science. And you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. If you want to get on the air, give us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe your thoughts will be heard on 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Our special guest today is Dr. Graham Farmelo. He's the author of a new book that jumps right into the middle of a controversy. The book is called The Universe Speaks in Numbers, How Modern Math Reveals Nature's Deepest Secrets. And he's talking about the controversy concerning something called string theory. Now, let me be fair, because we are going to be talking about different points of view in this hour. I have my own point of view, because I happen to work in string theory. But there are critics. Critics who say, humbug. Bah, this is ridiculous. You're chasing after something that doesn't exist. You're being deluded by the beauty of mathematics. And so the question is, does the universe really speak in numbers? So, Graham, when we last left off, we were alluding to Isaac Newton. Let's go back in time and explain how Newton revolutionized our understanding of nature by showing that nature obeys mathematics.
Yeah.
Could you elaborate?
Well, yeah. Well, in 1687, he published a book, the Principia Mathematica, which essentially, the title of that in modern English is The Mathematical Principles of Natural Philosophy. And even the title of that book would have astounded people at the time, because he was working in the field of natural philosophy, the subject we now call experiment-based science, and he was asserting in the very title of that book that there were mathematical principles underlying it. Now, that was not at all obvious to most people in that field, but that in that great, great book, one of the greatest written in the history of science, he, as Einstein later said, he set out the first comprehensive, workable system of theoretical physics, a complete triumph where he looked at, he gave the laws of motion, he described how gravity was a universal force. It applied not just to apples falling off a tree down to the ground, but to planets circling the sun and what have you. And that you could apply that mechanics, those laws of nature, to the motion of these to these cosmic bodies and demonstrate an understanding of the path that they take. And it was extremely, extremely successful. And although people questioned about the fact that he didn't give an explanation for gravity, which is what they expected, they saw there was a lot in this. And indeed, that Newton is quite rightly regarded now as the progenitor, as the beginner of our modern understanding of theoretical physics. But in what has succeeded him have been mathematically more beautiful laws that we now have to describe gravity through Einstein's theory of gravity, and indeed a new laws of motion which were set out in the 1920s that describe the matter on an atomic scale. That's called quantum mechanics.
Now, when we learn math and physics in college, mathematics, we learn about calculus, and then some people are amazed that we can use calculus to understand the motion of falling bodies.
Yep.
But isn't it the reverse? Didn't Newton discover the laws of falling bodies first, and then created calculus in order to calculate
No, he discovered calculus decades before. In the mid 1660s, and in his great book in the Principia Mathematica, he used methods of geometry to do his calculations, and only later when he published his fantastic discovery of calculus, which is about the rates of change of physical quantities, that's the way that his successors, particularly in France, people like Pierre Simon Laplace and his colleagues, that's when they brought calculus to bear on physics. Newton, I want to stress again, he did not include that in the Principia, probably because he thought that most people at the time were more familiar with geometry. But it was the French school in particular in the late 1700s, early 1800s, that brought calculus to bear, that branch of mathematics, and really brought Newton's program to a fruition, to a conclusion. And that is why I think it is quite accurate to say that the modern appreciation of physics, the modern subject of physics, was really born in France in the early 1800s. That's when the modern category, many of the modern categories of physics were set out, and we really started to take it for granted that everything we observe should be linked up through mathematical laws, which is, of course, the modern view.
Okay, and moving on from Newton, we now encounter James Clerk Maxwell, who unraveled the next great force of nature, which is electricity and magnetism.
Yeah.
So explain to us a little bit about Maxwell's equations, which every engineer and every physicist has to memorize if they want to get their PhD and become a professional.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, the great American theorist Richard Feynman said that Maxwell's discovery of his theory of electricity and magnetism was the most important event in the 19th century. He said it was even more important the American American Civil War. I don't want to necessarily go that far because I don't think they're directly comparable, but certainly our understanding of electricity and magnetism, we more than anybody else, we owe it to that great Scotsman, James Clerk Maxwell. He was to electricity and magnetism what Newton was to gravity. And he had a much, much harder task, even than Newton, because what Maxwell had was thousands of experimental results from all over Europe, from the centre of London, from the laboratory of Michael Faraday at the Royal Institution. But what they didn't have was a comprehensive theory that pulled together all those different phenomena into a mathematical encapsulation, if you like. And it was in the around the time of the American Civil War, actually, that Maxwell delivered what for him was a theory about the relationship between electricity and magnetism and the ether. All three things. He believed in all three of those things and they were connected. And he set out a comprehensive theory that explained pretty well all the data that experimenters had found. And that theory, as I say in my book, The Universe Speaks in Numbers, has been fantastically fruitful, not just of its in terms of what it seeks to achieve in its own way, but also in stimulating much of modern theoretical physics. So it was an absolutely fantastic achievement. And it was so sad that Maxwell died when he was 48 of stomach cancer, not even knowing whether his theory was the correct one. That was only confirmed a decade or so later in Germany.
But wasn't it amazing that using pure mathematics, he could show that his theory gave us wave-like solutions which traveled at the speed of light? From first principles. This is amazing, right?
It was. And everyone who has the privilege of studying physics at college, as you say, it's completely... I mean, I remember when I saw that proved to me, the equations, the modern equations that encapsulate Maxwell's theory, which incidentally he never actually wrote down. It was the modern version of Maxwell's equations were first written down in 1892 by Oliver Heaviside. That was after Maxwell died. And those are the things we now have emblazoned across t-shirts and what have you, but you can show using those four equations that by a simple mathematical manipulation, takes just a few minutes, that you can prove the existence of electromagnetic waves which can be identified as light. Light, it basically consists of electromagnetic waves, and Maxwell was the first person to see that, and that was, as you rightly say, one of the greatest insights in the history of science.
And wasn't there also a missed opportunity because Maxwell died so young, given the fact that hidden within his theory is Einstein's theory of special relativity? Isn't that amazing that a theory hidden at the time of the American Civil War contains relativity, if you extract it?
That is right. And you know, that the person who I think it's reasonable to say saw more clearly than anybody else at the time the importance of Maxwell's equations was a person born in the year that Maxwell died, and that was Albert Einstein. Einstein was a young student, very headstrong, very bright guy, not particularly concerned to be guided by his teachers, not just in his lectures, but much more in his own time, he studied Maxwell's equations, and we can see the evidence of that in the great work that particularly came out in 1905.
Okay, Dr. Formella, we have to take a short commercial break, but after the break, we're going to continue a discussion of your book, The Universe Speaks in Numbers. Is there or is there not a unified field theory that could summarize all physical laws into an equation perhaps no more than 1 inch long? And if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. And maybe you can get on 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, a key witness in the House Democrats' partisan impeachment inquiry, was fired from the National Security Council and escorted out of the White House on Friday. President Trump is cheering the latest jobs figure that shows the United States added 225,000 jobs in the month of January. The president, talking in North Carolina, says his administration is working hard to improve an already strong economy.
Together we're building the most inclusive economy and the most inclusive society ever to exist. We're fighting for great jobs, great education, safe homes, and a limitless future.
The National Transportation Safety Board says there was no evidence of engine failure in the helicopter crash that killed NBA legend Kobe Bryant, his 13-year-old daughter, and seven others. The cause of the crash is still being investigated. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. With us today on the line is Dr. Graham Farmelo, author of a new book, The Universe Speaks in Numbers, How Modern Math Reveals Nature's Deepest Secrets. And when we last left off, we were talking about the fact that during the American Civil War in England, a Scottish physicist by the name of James Clerk Maxwell wrote down a series of equations which describe light. But there was a missed opportunity, because hidden within Maxwell's equations is the germ of Einstein's theory of relativity. So can you explain that?
Yeah, well, the first thing to say is that out of that, those Maxwell's equations would describe electricity and magnetism. You could show that you get these electromagnetic waves, which consist of light. And out of those equations comes the speed of that waves, which is a fixed number. And that looks a bit odd. Why doesn't that depend on the motion of the person observing the waves? It looks very odd. The person who saw that Maxwell's equations have a mathematical symmetry that is extremely illuminating, the person that saw that most clearly was Albert Einstein. And he wrote a paper on what we now call the special theory of relativity that showed that Newton's idea that there was that space and time were universal concepts that applied across the entire cosmos, not right. But that observers traveling uniformly with respect to each other have space and their own space and time that is related to another observer according to their relative velocity. So space and time are not fixed things, they actually depend on state of motion. And that was the basis of the special relativity that a few months later Einstein demonstrated, that gave the equation E equals MC squared, relating energy, mass, and the speed of light, which we denote by C. So yes, you're absolutely right, Michu, that came out of Maxwell's equations.
And of course, Einstein was not happy with just talking about the relativistic theory of light.
Yep.
He wanted to go one step farther,
yep,
to create a relativistic theory of gravity itself,
yep,
that would then give us an even deeper understanding of the nature of gravity.
Yep.
So explain to us how that transition took place.
Well, this was perhaps Einstein's greatest piece of work, because as you say, he wanted to talk not just about objects that were moving uniformly in a straight line, but things that accelerate under the motion of gravity, like an apple falling, accelerating towards the Earth. And he thought he could do that with really quite simple math, but that turned out to be completely impossible. He set out his first version of what we now call his theory of gravity, the general theory of relativity, in 1912, but he could only do that by introducing the notion of curved space-time, which required the use of math that had only been discovered some few decades before. And that was an absolutely crucial part of Einstein's education, because it was that convinced him that he needed advanced math in order to do advanced physics. And that really did change the whole tenor of Einstein's attitude to physics. And particularly, it was math, in his judgment, that delivered him to the final equations in late November 1915, where in front of about 200 people in the Prussian Academy in Berlin, he wrote down a law of nature, that a successor to Newton's law of gravity, which was Einstein's equations of gravity. And that, most physicists would agree, is if not the greatest achievement in 20th century physics, it was right up there. And Einstein regarded math as the thing that had delivered him to that great prize in 1915.
Okay, well, let's take another short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to even go beyond Einstein to talk about, the theory of almost everything. We almost have it. People call it the standard model. But we'll talk about a controversy, because even Einstein couldn't get his head around the quantum theory.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, our special guest today is Dr. Graham Farmelo, author of a new book, The Universe Speaks in Numbers, How Modern Math Reveals Nature's Deepest Secrets. Well, we started off by showing that Isaac Newton was the one who showed that mathematics can describe the nature of planets and comets and the nature of the solar system itself. And then it was James Clerk Maxwell who applied mathematics to light and showed that light is a electromagnetic wave. And then we have Einstein who extracted relativity from Maxwell's equations that went farther and created a theory of gravity based on curved space. And now we have the quantum theory, perhaps the craziest, most bizarre theory of all. And even Einstein couldn't get his head around the quantum theory. But hey, well, I guess Einstein was wrong. So tell us a little bit about the birth of the quantum theory, and now we have something called the theory of almost everything.
Well, that's a big jump, but you're absolutely right. Quantum mechanics, which is the theory of motion and matter at the quantum level, right? Newton's laws just don't work there. This was a big surprise to scientists in the early 20th century. But we know that the world behaved differently there, and that we need different laws. Energy, for example, is quantized. It comes in discrete lumps. Now, it was in the 1920s that the most revolutionary theory of the 20th century was set out by Paul Dirac, Heisenberg, and Schrödinger, and others, mainly European physicists. And they set out a completely new set of laws in mathematical terms that, in part at least, were really very strange to physicists. But that worked extremely extremely well in predicting, when combined with relativity, it actually predicted the whole notion of antimatter. Now, Dirac did that in 1931, predicted that there would be this stuff called antimatter that was discovered in the following year. And that is regarded by many theorists as perhaps the most extraordinary prediction done using pure thought, relativity, and quantum mechanics. Now, just to give a sense of how remarkable that was, if you go to any cosmology class now, they'll tell you that in the very first moments of the universe, matter and antimatter were present in equal quantities. So Dirac can be said to have conceived antimatter, that half the universe, in his head, not through an experiment, by combining relativity and quantum mechanics. And that, I submit, is the basis of why we believe so strongly in the gauge theories we were talking about earlier, and now a string theory today, because they are fundamentally based on special relativity and on quantum mechanics, those two foundational theories of the 20th century, theories that have never been refuted by experiment.
And speaking about experiments, we have the Large Hadron Collider, perhaps one of the most expensive pieces of machinery in physics ever built, costing over $10 billion.
Mm-hmm.
And it found the Higgs boson, which helps us to complete the standard model, a model of quarks and what have you, that people call the theory of almost everything. So we have a theory that gives us a pretty good description of matter, but people are not satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
Some people think that the standard model is perhaps one of the ugliest theories ever proposed in the history of science. And can ugliness be a criterion for physics? What are your thoughts?
Well, first of all, it isn't the most beautiful theory. This is a standard model of the forces that govern what's going on inside atoms. That is true. But it's also true that theory has never been found wanting. It describes everything going on inside atoms, and indeed it led to the prediction of its last piece, the Higgs boson, which was triumphantly discovered in 2012. But there's a real problem there. The standard model does not include an account of gravity, and physicists like Einstein and the great people, his peers, they always want to generalize. They want to extend theories more and more. So what theorists want is they want a theory that brings together not just the forces operating within the atom, but also gravity. We want a force. We want a theory that pulls together all the.
Okay, Dr. Formolo, we have to take another short commercial break. But after the break, we'll talk about string theory and the fact that some people think it's nothing but a bunch of. It's an optical illusion. It's a wild goose chase, some people say. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Our special guest today is Dr. Graham Formolo, and his book is called The Universe Speaks in Numbers, How Modern Math Reveals Nature's Deepest Secrets. So give us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on national radio.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we're talking about the search for a theory of everything, using pure mathematics to reveal the deepest secrets of Mother Nature. Is it all an illusion? Is it a wild goose chase? Or are we on to something, perhaps the culmination of 2,000 years of investigation into the nature of matter begun by the Greeks 2 millennia ago? With us today is Dr. Graham Farmelow. The book is called The Universe Speaks in Numbers. Well, we begin with Newton's theory of gravity, which can be reduced to calculus and mathematics. Then we have Maxwell's equations, which show us how something called tensor calculus can give us electricity and magnetism. And then when you apply tensor calculus to curved manifolds, bingo, out comes Einstein's theory of gravity. And then we have this bizarre theory called the quantum theory, which describes the nuclear force and the atomic forces inside the atom. And now some people think that the greatest chase in all of physics is to marry these two great theories. On one hand, we have the theory of the very big, given by Einstein. And then on the other hand, we have the theory of the very small, given by quantum mechanics. Some people think that there's a new theory called string theory, which is our best bet. So explain to us, what is string theory?
Well, the first thing to say, the most important thing to say about string theory is that when it first shot to the headlines in 1984, it was really a generalization. It was a bigger form of the standard model that we've been talking about, the model of atomic forces, but also demonstrated why gravity had to exist. Now, my colleague here at the Institute for Advanced Study in Princeton, Edward Witten, perhaps the greatest theoretical physicist of the last 50 years, was saying that fact, that this structure known as string theory actually tells you that gravity must exist, was the primary reason for studying it. And it's also important to remember, it's not just pulled out of nowhere. That string theory is based fundamentally on quantum mechanics and relativity. That is absolutely crucial. So it's grounded in theories that are extremely well established and have never been refuted. Now, according to string theory, its earliest guys, if you can call it that, it says that these particles molecules like the electron, the quark, the muon, and what have you, they are all excitations of one simple thing, a string. You can regard them like harmonies of a single piece of string. Now, the math of that is really very challenging, but nonetheless, the theory could be developed by physicists and mathematicians working in equal harness. The challenge is that that theory sits most comfortably at extremely high energies, so it's very difficult to for that theory to make predictions that could be to be tested in the lab. And that's why there was this backlash against, or one of the reasons why there was this backlash against string theory, because it wasn't making predictions that could be tested in the lab. And the string theorists were accused increasingly of doing cerebral things in their brain that were not related to the real world.
Okay, well, if you take a look at the history of science with Isaac Newton's theory of gravity, we could calculate the motion of comets,
yep,
the motion of planets.
Mm-hmm.
With Maxwell's theory of light, we could actually calculate the speed of light from first principles.
Mm.
With Einstein's theory of general relativity, well, we have black holes and gravity waves and the perihelion of Mercury, .. The list goes on and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
Quantum mechanics, we have the fact we have modern electronics, transistors, lasers,
yep,
all of which
works.
Are byproduct of quantum mechanics.
Mm-hmm.
But string theory talks about universes. To test string theory requires you to create a baby universe, to become God, to create a baby universe in a laboratory.
Mm-hmm.
And some people think, well, that's patently nonsense. Who can even conceive of creating a baby universe in your laboratory and become God yourself? How do you defend yourself?
Well, the first thing to say is I agree with Daniel Amati, who said that string theory is a theory from the 21st century that fell by accident in the 20th century. There is no completely clear understanding of string theory. That's a very important thing to say. In my book, The Universe Speaks in Numbers, I always call it the string framework, and it's a framework that we're still trying to understand. So in my view, it's premature to expect that framework to be making concrete predictions, but the stakes are incredibly high. We're talking about trying to find a theory that goes beyond our atomic forces and gravity and pulls them all together, and it can be shown quite straightforwardly that such a theory like that is always going to be extremely difficult to test, and it's going to be testable only at the very highest energies, and that unfortunately has made it very, very difficult to test. But the mathematics of that theory has proved rich. It has been a boon to mathematicians, and mathematicians have done great work in elucidating string theory. So I believe we're in a position whereby the theory is that it has so much mathematical beauty to it that it seems to most experts that I've spoken to, people that really know what they're talking about, the frontiers of this subject, particularly along this corridor at the Institute, that there is so much going on for that theory that it seems very likely that there is something right in it. And we've yet to understand the theory in full, but it is extremely promising, and it is the only generalization of those gauge theories that is interesting.
We have to unfortunately wind up the hour. Once again, this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Our special guest today was Dr. Graham Farmelo. The book is called The Universe Speaks in Numbers: How Modern Math Reveals Nature's Deepest Secrets. And like I said, I have my own prejudices about this. I work in string theory. However, I also know the critics of string theory, and you have to have a balanced point of view. And once again, if you want to get on Science Fantastic, then give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city or calling from, and bingo, maybe you can get on 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.